And as always on Mondays, my guest in studio, Dermot Jewell from the Consumers Association of Ireland. Evening, Dermot, how are you?
Yeah, good. Not a bad week, Aidan.
How's things gone in work?
Yeah, it's been really busy, as we expected. The whole week was almost taken up entirely with questions in relation to what can I do? I got this for a gift, or I bought it.
Ah, all right, okay.
And, you know, all the usual things.
And we'll probably get a couple more this evening.
We will. Yeah.
57102, by the way, if you've got a query you'd like to text in, and we can put it to Dermot and give you a dig out with that. Great article in the paper last week in the Indo, 18 Sheehan and Ways to Save a Bundle in the New Year, and you'd be a big fan of this sort of stuff.
Oh, yes, love it, yeah, because it's important.
Now, tax back, I got to tell you, from my experience, I worked in the revenue for 9 years. Oh, I shouldn't really say that. But people are afraid to try and claim tax back because they have this mentality, some people, that, oh, God, they might have a look at this and then realise, actually, I owe them more than they owe me, so I'll just leave it sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah, you're right. And I mean, why should you think that? Because, I mean, almost all of us, we you know, our taxes are input directly by us or for us by a third party, so there's no problem. And very often, it's true, I won't say you're overpaying, but you can be not claiming the benefits or the credits that you're entitled to.
Right.
And you really can end up, you know, with a few extra bob in your pocket.
Everything from your bins
to your
teeth,
absolutely. Bins, medical. Teeth, yeah, you're right. All of those elements that we're inclined to overlook.
All right. So go on the revenue website's very good, ros.ie, and you can register and they give you the key code and away you go. You can check your own account and you can ask for a balancing statement.
P21.
Perfect, that's the deal. Yeah. Okay, now a pal of mine rang me and he was all excited because his contract had come to an end with his phone provider and he reckoned they were the worst in terms of signal. The signal where he lives in the country, the signal was just dreadful. Calls dropping, calls not getting to him. So he was delighted. He said there was a bit of a struggle to get the phone unlocked. It took him maybe half a dozen emails, but finally it arrived. So how often should people check what sort of gig or contract they have? Twice a year, just have a little look and see if...
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, very often they're inclined to get too busy noticing. Or interestingly, if you're using Wi-Fi in different venues, you know, you might be missing the point that, hang on a minute, it's the one at home that's really poor. So, yeah, it's well worth checking it. It's important to try and do it. I'd even suggest on a quarterly basis. And you can go on to, for example, you can go on to your provider's website or the Comreg website, and it'll give you a good idea what the signal strength is and should be in your area.
Okay.
So it's really a huge plus and a great benefit, you know. And as well as that, then that callcosts.ie site that we've often said is run by the regulator. If you are thinking about changing, that's the one to go to because you key in what your average usage is, and it just spits back at you who's offering the best deal and where it can be got. Of course, as you and I have often pointed out, it's really important to make sure that you're not just trying to skip your contract because, you know, terms and conditions apply and you can get penalised for switching too early.
Okay, do you know what I wanted to ask you? I presume if you're in a contract and you say 12 months, 18 months, 24 months, whatever it is, and you ring them and say, look, I need to spend more with you guys. They'll say, not a problem. Here's we can roll this out for you. We can have that. But if you ring them and say, yeah, I've agreed the contract, but I want to spend slightly less. Is that a no-no? Are you stuck because you've already agreed your €45 or your €55, whatever it is?
No, because you can say to them, look, I'm starting to have a look around and there's no question there are some better deals out there.
Right.
And then you usually get somebody saying, well, okay, let me have a look. What are you on?
Yeah.
Look, maybe we can do this. So it's well worth even testing the water that way.
Okay. Now, there's another Dermot comes into us and he is just as good. Dermot Good from Corn Insurance. And basically, he's able to look at health plans and say, that one is very similar to that one. It'll give you the same stuff. It has all the same bells and whistles. Yeah. And it will save you €400 or more, depending on whether it's a family policy or your own policy. So that's always worth checking out as well, isn't it?
Oh, well worth it. I mean, no matter what it is, the kind of key point from the CAI's point of view has always been, it doesn't matter what insurance you have, do not automatically renew it, whether it's car, home, health.
Right.
Always take a look. And again, very much like callcosts.ie, there's another website which is HIA.ie. That's Health Authority Insurance.
Very good.
And you can compare the cost of the services.
HIA.ie.
HIA.ie.
And I think the reason for that is, he was explaining when he was on the show with us, that there are so many plans that they don't stop a plan, they just move on to the new plan and the old plan stays in the system so you can see it's there. And so there might be 30 plans instead of 5 and... basically, yeah, that's when it becomes a bit of a puzzle for most ordinary folk.
Yeah,
when they're looking at
it. It's like the amount of males out there with maternity cover is frightening.
Yeah.
You know, there it is. They just bought the standard plan.
All right, some of us just look like we are in that situation. All right, Brian from Finglas joins us now. Brian has a Wi-Fi problem. Brian has a problem with his dongle, I should say. Hiya, Brian, how are you?
How are you doing? You well?
Good. Hi, Brian. You bought a Wi-Fi dongle under an 18-month contract?
I did indeed, yes.
Okay, what happened?
We bought it under an 18-month contract, and it's one that you plug in the house. It doesn't actually go into the laptop.
Right.
And when we got it home, it was set on a 2G network. So the laptop, it wouldn't sync with the laptop and vice versa, and wouldn't sync with the mobile phones.
Okay.
And when we rang Meteor up, said, oh, you're on the wrong network. It should be on 3G.
Oh, great.
So we said, okay, how do we do that? So they explained it over the phone. So we couldn't get it working on the 3G network either.
Right.
So when we brought it back up to the shop the following day, because we collected it that evening.
Perfect.
So it was too late to bring it back up. And when we brought it up to the shop the following day, the guy says, oh, hang on there a second. He programmed it for the 3G network. He had full signal. When we got it back home to the house, we had no signal.
Oh, lovely.
So when we brought the unit back outside the hall door, we had full signal again.
That's strange.
And
that's
when you stood inside the hall door, the signal went completely blank.
All right. What did they say to you when you went back to them with this? Did they say, listen, you're wrong, you bought it, good luck? Or did they say,
well,
thanks for coming in?
What happened was we had a seven day cancellation.
Right.
Great.
And they basically told us to persevere with it, that it would actually work. So after we've been on constantly with them, and there was calls made to and from. They wouldn't deal with myself because the wife had put it in her name.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we have two mobile phones with them as well, and right, we have no issues with the signal in the house on the mobile phone.
Right, so where does it stand at the moment, Brian?
At the stand, we don't use it. It's actually switched off at the moment.
Okay, and what did they say to you when you said it's not working? Did they offer you a refund?
They told us we'd have to buy ourselves out the 18-month contract.
Oh,
costing €340, I think, plus €50 cancellation fee.
Well, Dermot's horns are coming up here now. He's getting annoyed. And, you know, we had this conversation recently about the fact that if it doesn't work, tell him you're not persevering with it.
Absolutely.
And this is happening regularly. We're seeing more and more of this. Brian went over the 7 days because he was doing them a favour.
Because
and now they're penalising him.
To persevere. Exactly. Yeah. And Brian, the individual who told you to persevere, was this in the shop or online, or who told you that?
This was actually in the shop. And then we dealt with about 7 or 8 different people over the time. I told the wife to write down names. There was numerous people. You never get the same person twice.
Wow.
And they were really, really ignorant about the whole situation.
Good Lord. Well, Brian, have you been in touch with the regulator, Comreg, as yet?
We haven't. See, we haven't. To be quite honest, we'd be a quiet couple that wouldn't bother.
I understand perfectly.
We just bite our tongue and say nothing.
All right, well, no, that you is
no
gone.
Yeah.
New year, new you, Brian. We've got to get the complaining clothes on, and we've got to start kicking ass. And Dermot's going to give you the way to do that. And you don't have to be loud, and you don't have to be all over the place. You can be nice and polite, and you can kick ass well, and we can hopefully get this sorted out for you.
Absolutely. So can I, if you look on the web, on your mobile phone, obviously, because you can't do it unless you go outside the door and it's cold.
Yeah.
If you go to comreg.ie,
Comreg.ie,
and pick up, look up the phone number for their consumer division, and ring them up and tell them you've been speaking to Aidan and myself,
okay,
and that we've recommended that you contact them for their urgent assistance with this, that you've been locked into a contract and being penalised with a very damaging exit package for something that simply won't work, and that you were told you knew wouldn't work, but they asked you to hold on to, and now are completely denying you your rights.
Yeah.
Because it fails. I won't go into too much. Long story short, this falls far short of the provision of a service under consumer law. It just doesn't work. It's not fit for what it's supposed to do.
Exactly.
It's
and
crazy.
They are the words I actually used. I actually said it's not fit for purpose.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, there you see.
Last Thursday I went into the shop again, but it just happened I was passing by.
Right.
And I went in and explained to this another guy, and he said, look guys, there's nothing I can do for you. The only thing I will say to you is you're better off buying your way out of contract. This was again.
Oh, my God.
And he said, look, mate, yeah, I can't even open, my pay slip is via email. I said, I can't even open that document as an attachment because it goes into a safe mode.
Okay, here's
and what... he told me, you're best off using your mobile internet.
Okay, what we need you to do then is contact Comrade.
Contact Comrade, yeah.
And then come back with us next Monday.
Will indeed.
And let us know how you get on and we'll try and move it a bit forward then for you.
I will indeed. Great stuff.
But let everybody know that, you know, it's not ended. We are waiting to hear back from you and we are going to... We're not going to let this go.
Yeah. And put in your email to the provider that you'll be on Dublin's Q102 next week having a chat about it again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Will do, yeah.
All right,
will
thanks,
indeed.
Brian.
Take care, Brian.
Cheers.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye, bye, bye. And there are a lot of people who are in Brian's situation. And a lot of people, as Brian said, you know, they don't bother. They just think, it's too much hassle.
That's it.
I'm not in. And companies know this.
Oh,
and they
do.
Play on it. But for this guy in the shop to actually say to you, oh, you're better off buying yourself out. The cheek of him.
€390.
I wonder, is there a commission drive there? Hardly. But I mean, it's disgusting.
Well, I mean, that's yeah. That's a very, very bad attitude from anybody. And worse from somebody who sold you the damn thing and it won't work inside your home.
All right, you know what? We'll take a break and calm down. Back in a minute. 57102 for 20 cent is our text line number, by the way, if you've got a consumer issue. 850-6597 is the number directly into studio.
Call Cooney on 850-6597. Dublin's
Q102. Andy, you're very welcome back. Dermot Jewell with us in studio. As always, we've calmed down now after poor old Brian's predicament there. And by the way, if you find yourself in a similar situation, have a good look at the Consumer Association website.
Yeah, www, obviously, thecai.ie. That's thecai.ie. Give us a shot.
And there should be some help there. Yeah. Now, we were talking about an article in the paper last week, and it was Aideen Sheehan's article about saving money, and some of the stuff on it is brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, this idea of a tax saver ticket, that works really well if your company is prepared to jump on board with you.
Absolutely, and it's true, and most organisations would be only too happy to do it because you really can save an awful lot of money on this. It's an annual commuter ticket, and once you have it, you get full tax relief on it. I mean, who wouldn't want that? And it makes a lot of sense, particularly since if you looked at the last couple of years, the way the fares have increased almost entirely against us on every basis. So this is a good deal. And I mean, it's pointed out you can actually save over €1,000
a year. Oh, goodness me. And sure, people, of course, they go, there's a hassle there doing that. There isn't. Go into your salaries section and say, look, I want to do this.
Yeah.
How can we make it happen? They usually will make it happen for you. And then I always think if you put that amount of money in a bowl in front of you and you realise, oh my God, there's a holiday. There's something, a big bill
this
I can pay
it.
Off.
This is
which
it.
Is great. All right, let's talk to Catherine now. Catherine's with us now. Bought a second-hand game in one of the game shops. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Dermot.
Hi, Dale Catherine.
Are you well?
Not too bad, thanks.
Okay, talk to Dermot about this game in one of the game shops. What happened?
Yeah, I bought a second-hand game and we went home, we popped into the Xbox and for the first few minutes it was grand. It was a rugby game and the next thing the screen goes browny-orangey colour.
Right.
And the players turned into little white scratches.
Great.
So
we brought it back.
We took it back out, we brought it back to the shop and I asked him to swap it or refund it. So he wasn't happy with that. He said he was going to pop it in the machine and see how it worked. So he told me to go away for a while because he wanted to watch it, and about an hour later I went back and he said it worked fine in his machine.
Wow.
So I said to him, well, what's the story? I said, can I get a refund? Because I'm really not happy with it. And he said, no. He said he took the discount. He looked at the back of it. He said, it's too scratched. And I said, well, that's the condition I got it in. I said, it literally went into the machine, came back out again, and here we are. So he wrote down on the back of a receipt a code to enter into the Xbox to put it on the Xbox brain as opposed to playing the game itself.
Oh, okay.
So I went home and I put the code in and now the Xbox doesn't work.
Oh no!
Because it's locked it into a different mode.
Yeah.
Oh
dear
God!
Great.
And have you been back to him now at this stage, Catherine?
I didn't go back because it was before Christmas and the kids were sick over Christmas,
okay.
So I said I'd leave it to find out what to do first.
All right. Well, load up and get ready to fire. what are the rights here, first of all? Because our second-hand goods tricky in the sense that he's now inferring, or he already has inferred that. Hang on, we didn't give you a scratch, but it came back to us scratched.
Yeah. This is it. Well, he again, it's the word that Aideen uses is correct, Catherine. He's inferring, and you're quite right to fight back and say, hang on a minute, I bought it, I put it in the machine, it didn't get scratched, I came back to you very quickly afterwards. So look, hang on a minute, why won't it work? Now, when he said it worked fine on his, I know you had been away, did he show you it working fine on his?
Yeah, I did see it, and it was still green with actual players on it.
All right, okay, so it was the real thing. All right, fair enough. Well, obviously, you need to go back to him. Because he's going to have to give you another code to reverse the lasted right. one he gave you already, because technically he's closed down your Xbox. So you need to go, first of all, tell me you were speaking to us.
Right.
That we're working backwards. We want him to facilitate you now to get your Xbox back in working order because the code he gave you has closed it out and he has to remedy that as a matter of urgency, and really make sure that he does it and at no cost to yourself.
Is it worth actually, sorry to cut across, is it worth putting the Xbox into the car, bringing it back and saying, look, here it is.
Well worth it. Plug it
Program
in there.
Program it, get it working for me, show me the game working in it and we're all happy.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. But he needs to, that's probably by far the best as opposed to going back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm like that. I go home with the code and it wouldn't work as well and I'm banging my head off the wall.
Yeah, and you're still stuck till the next day when you get down to do it.
And I say your kids are driving you mad, are they?
Yeah. Must be.
They did. They got games for Christmas. And none of them can use them.
No, they can't play them. Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Right. So, bring it back. Bring the machine into him. Say, look, remember me. Tell him what's happened. Tell him you've been speaking to ourselves and that he knows, as much as we know, that he has to put the machine back in working order now. And considering he was able to play it on his Xbox, get him, exactly as Aidan points out, to insert it as you would, not load it up on the system, but to just put it in the game exactly as he is able to do and tell you why it won't work. Because he sold you, this is the whole point, what he sold you is not as described under consumer law. In other words, he sold you a game that would not play. It didn't do what it's supposed to have done. And therefore, you are entitled to a refund. But you most particularly are entitled to get your machine working first.
Right.
True, yeah.
But don't make any... Tell him we're very, very clear on this. This does come under consumer law. He sold you an item. It doesn't work. It's nothing to do with you or your machine. It's not your fault. You want it working on your machine or there's going to be a problem. And if he suggests, I'm trying to cover all the bases here, if he suggests that the code could not have been what closed down your machine, then tell him it really is going to the extreme, and if he really wants to end up in a consumer court, he's going the right way about it, but that we want to hear back from you, A, that he's fixed your machine, that it's back in working order, and most importantly that either he has fixed the positioning so that the game plays or he's giving you back your money.
And tell him you'll be back on with us on Monday week.
I will indeed, yeah.
Best of luck with that, Catherine. Thanks very much.
Okay, thanks.
Take
very
care,
much.
Catherine.
Okay, thanks. Bye bye.
It's those sort of ones are really upsetting, aren't they? When
frustration. I'm not saying the guy now is being awkward or
no.
anything. It's just that when somebody you give someone a code and it goes home and it closes the whole unit down, that's 20 times worse. You know? Now, in fairness, he doesn't know that. So
no,
let's
he's
just
thinking the problem's
sure
solved and everybody's happy. Yeah. Here's a tricky one. Now, you buy a bottle of wine in the supermarket, you pay for it, and then you drop it. It falls out of the bag as you're on your way out of the supermarket. What is the entitlement there? Is there one? Is it your fault? Or will the supermarket generally say, oh, look, don't worry?
Most of the times the supermarket say, look, don't worry about your shirt. These things happen. It's usually a goodwill gesture.
Right, okay. Mostly.
If you bring it home and it's corked, they will take it back.
Yeah.
They can send it back to the supplier.
Okay.
But if you drop it and break it, technically, because it's on their premises, they usually are very accommodating.
Okay.
Even if you drop it in the car park, they're usually quite
okay.
accommodating.
So what happens if the guy packing the shelf spills and six or seven of them break? Does the supplier then sort of say, well, don't worry, we'll give you credit enough for that, so you're okay?
I would think so. I don't know, but I would think so, because I'm assuming that there's either that or they probably have causing the word spillage, but they maybe have a built-in element of, look, we have to write off certain things
all year,
every year.
And you'd wonder then, does revenue have to be paid again
for
the bottle
or where
that goes?
Can they send back the labels or if it breaks, the corks will be in the head of the neck of the bottle, so they could probably just have to send those back as proof that look, we weren't able to sell them, we broke them.
Okay, now we'd heard from Pauline previously. This is the lady who bought a brand new car in 2006. I think Pauline's with us now. Hi, Pauline.
Hello, how you doing?
You'll be rushing back to that garage by the sound of things to get your
next
new car.
Oh, definitely. I can't wait to update it again, yeah.
What happened? The radio was disconnected and then reconnected. This happens, the battery's taken out or something, so you need the code. And, you know, at the time everything was rosy and you didn't know anything about codes. You rang up for the code and they said what?
They just told me straight, they can't give me the code without a €10 fee.
Ridiculous.
And I said, hang on, I said, I bought this car brand new out of the garage. You know, I've had it for 7 years, whatever.
Yeah.
I said, if car is bottom head for, it's my radio, my code. I said, why would I have to pay another additional €10?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but we can't give you the code without it.
Good night.
I said, why are you serious? I really thought someone was having me on.
Yeah, yeah, this is one of these crank calls. You know.
definitely.
So what happened? Did they...
I had to pay the €10 to get my radio back on.
Oh, bummer.
To a car that I own. I said, well, do you know what? I said, I'm actually delighted. I heard about this because I was due to update my car.
Yeah.
I certainly won't be going with the same crowd again.
Good for you.
Yeah, well done. That's exactly good the way it is. We're glad you've come on to tell us that, because we wonder why businesses are that stupid. And if the owner of the business was aware of that, because why would you risk a new car sale for the sake of €10?
Goodness. For the blasted radio.
I couldn't believe it. And I thought, are they really able to get away with that? I mean, is that possible?
And there's no code. Sometimes when you pull the radio out, there's a code on the back. It's on a little white sticker.
No, there's nothing like that. Okay. The code, that's it. You need to ring the garage to get the code, you know. Now, as I said, well, like, the garage I actually bought the car out of was closed down. I said, I'm actually not surprised it was closed down.
Right, okay. Yeah.
But obviously they're all over the country, you know.
Yeah.
But I was disgusted. I thought, seriously, like...
Did you ring the manufacturers at all?
Of the actual make? No, I didn't.
Ah,
I didn't. Okay. No,
perhaps
I
you should have, because in fairness, making exactly the points that you have just made, Pauline, if you ring the manufacturer and say, look, hang on a minute, I bought your car and it became mine with your radio in it, it had to undergo some work and it needs a code for radio. What's the problem with it,
Tanner? This is the actual... I mean, am I allowed to say what type of car it is?
Yeah, of course.
Sure, why not?
It's a Renault, so okay, I actually rang a Renault garage.
Right, yeah. Okay. And they were I understand, yeah.
Right, so this wasn't the garage you bought the car from,
was closed down, Liffey Valley.
Okay, so they're paying the tenner that they're being charged. This really does, in fairness, comes back to the manufacturer as to what kind of money-making racket they have.
Do you know what we'll do? You told me straight this was a new thing.
Do you know what we'll do, Pauline? Do you know what we'll do? We'll contact Renault distributors here in Ireland ourselves and just explain what happened and see if they're prepared to make any sort of a gesture to you.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. It's not the actual €10.
No, of course not. It's
the point. Yeah.
It's my car, my radio. Yeah. I mean, if I didn't pay for the car, I'd understand perfectly. When it's my property, you know what I mean? And my radio, my code, what have you.
Okay,
And Pauline, you can't be the only person who's been asked to pay
attention.
Exactly. Oh, no, I haven't. I've heard now since this has happened to another person. Yes. And actually, the person was fair play to her. I was able to get it on the internet. She was actually able to break the code.
Able to track it down. Okay, well, look, we'll leave it at that, and we will get on to Renault for you, and we will talk to you next week.
That's brilliant.
Cheers, Pauline.
See ya.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Bye.
You wonder why, if they're going to try and extract a tenner, what's would you not be better off saying it's €100?
I was just about to say to you, they're going to make it sound more plausible in that sense.
Oh, it's such, we have to unlock the codes and it's going to take us 3 weeks to
get it. linked up to a laptop and all sorts of things.
We have to go to the vault to find it. Absolutely. Some of the stories out there are horrific, and a little bit of common sense in a lot of cases. I mean, I'm sure the owner of that garage must be hopping, because it's a competitive business.
He's lost a bit of business.
He's lost all goodwill. Yeah. The brand has probably lost a lot of goodwill as well. And instead, he could have said, why don't you come in, we fix that, give us a look at your car, we've got some great deals here at the moment, maybe you'd like to come back to us in a few months' time when you're...
That's right.
You're changed. Anyway, I don't know, I think we're going to have to get blood pressure tablets the way this is gone. All right, back in a minute. 57102 for 20 cent is our text line number here at Dublin's Q102.
Call Cooney. With Hutton and Mead and Hyundai. Join the New Year's revolution with Hutton and Mead and Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand.
Dublin's Q102.
And you're very welcome back. Dermot Jewell is in studio with us from the Consumer Association of Ireland. Membership drive, do you do a membership drive every January?
Well, to be honest with you, we do it around Christmas time.
Oh, make more sense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I'll be honest with you, it didn't catch.
Right, okay, yeah.
So I'm glad you asked. We'd like to ask consumers out there, would they consider giving or taking up the gift of membership?
Right, okay.
And subscribe. Because, I mean, please, come and have a look at the website.
What's in it for the punter?
Well, I mean, there are a number of issues. Well, first of all, we produce a monthly magazine, and particularly what's unique about it is we have product tests in the magazine that are unique. They're the only independent product tests that you will get in this country, and all consumers' associations pool into a system that produces independent tests.
Okay.
So they're all there. Most importantly, we have a council system. I mean, we live and we exist because of members' subscriptions.
All right.
people who see a need for an independent organisation to fight for consumer rights. Some of those, if they want, can come forward to serve on council. And I think that's really kind of a big and a kind of a unique boost for interested yeah. citizens out there. And most importantly, ones who have, for example, we're trying to get somebody who has a degree of knowledge of the mobile phones market.
Okay.
Because we reckon in CAI that we need to reform a telephone users group.
Okay. So if anyone out there listening at the moment is interested in that,
yeah, just get
and
in touch with us.
When you say we have an in-depth knowledge, is it somebody who works in the industry or might have worked in the industry?
Yeah, or even on the business side who knows what's been going on.
Okay.
On the repair side, the manufacturing side, whatever. Yeah. It's and also importantly, those on the disabled side, so that we know what are the needs and what are the griefs that people are suffering.
Okay, so they can get in touch with you via email?
Yeah, and if they get to the cai@thecai.ie, that's okay. email, or directly through the site. But the email address is cai@thecai.ie.
All right, and hopefully there'll be a few interested bodies
out
there.
Brilliant,
and a few new recruits, which is what it's all about. Here's one that we come across fairly regularly. I think Mark got this one resolved as well, which is great, but let's put it out there. Mark, evening to you, Mark.
How you doing?
Your wife received a gift from a well-known stockist with the gift receipt. Or a general receipt, you know, in other words, that's who would bring it back. What happened? You brought it back because it was a photo album, it was too small.
Yeah, it was just basically we wanted to get a larger one, you know, yourself, we had the receipt, so that was grand. It was a family member giving it to her. So we went into the reputable over-the-counter catalogue company, and I mentioned their name, sorry, and we asked for a refund. They didn't have the other item in stock.
Right.
They came along and said, that's grand, we'll give you that back, that's not a problem, but we have to deduct €5 from it.
Ooh,
and we said, why?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, when the item was bought, there was a promotion of €5 free once you spend over €50. And they said, well, once we've given that out, we have to deduct that from the return. And I said to them, but the item hasn't been discounted.
Yeah,
the full price is on the receipt.
Yeah,
if you give a promotion, that's your own business.
Well done.
And if it's given as a gift, I couldn't go back, or my wife couldn't go back to someone and say, well, look, I need that voucher back, even though you might have spent it, because we can't get our full amount. You wouldn't do that embarrassment wise.
Yes, you know? Yeah. And what happened then?
Well, he insisted, the manager insisted that was their terms and conditions, that was their every right, that if 50 people came in with returns and they were after giving out €5 vouchers, whether they were redeemed or not, they would be down, and that the customer had to suffer. So I said to them, I said, that means then that if you give me a reduction in the price, that's €5 off from 53 down to 47, 48, or whatever it is, plus then the voucher wasn't redeemed because they only last for 5 or 6 days. I'm actually down €10.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What did he say to that?
He said, well, that's the way it is. You're getting very angry. And I says, I'm not getting very angry.
I hate people like that.
I said, I'm trying to explain that in business, if you give something out as a promotion, you can't penalise the person that received the gift by the promotion offer. That's my opinion of it.
These guys, you generally have a bit of training in customer service, but if you want to fuel an argument, or if you want to add petrol to the fire, you generally, you're very angry, what's wrong with you? Because that raises the level again.
People more.
So why would he do that?
I think he was just, I don't think he could combat what I said to him, but he was putting his foot down. So I said to him, okay, look, this is not on. And I thought of yourself straight away, and I said, look, I won't get the refund. But then they said, I only have 30 days to get a refund.
Right.
And I said, look, we're on timeline. So I said, look, has the voucher got a number? And he said yes. I said, well, can you go off and check the voucher number and has it been redeemed? If it hasn't been redeemed, I said, then you can give me my full amount back, because none of us gained.
Very good for you, Mark.
So he went off. I was expecting him to come back and say yes, it's been redeemed, because I couldn't prove it without seeing visual knowledge. And he came back and said, oh, just on this occasion, yes, it wasn't redeemed, we'll give you back the full amount.
Oh, well, at least fair play. I mean, I know you had to battle for it.
It worked.
Yeah. And I said to him then, I said, why don't you have a notice up, I said, or on the receipt to state that if this is for a gift, the voucher given must be returned with the gift, so that full value can be returned.
Terms and conditions, yeah.
And he said, well, that's not the way we do it. It's probably in our small print somewhere.
Oh, I hate small print.
Probably. Who would read such small print and where would you get it? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
The whole argument was that if you gave a 5 euro voucher or a 10 euro voucher, whether it was redeemed or not, that's their promotion to bring people into the shop.
You're right. At their cost or at their, I suppose, risk. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be.
If the 5 euro had been a voucher used from a previous item on this, I would have said, fair enough, it was only 49 euros. That's grand. That's all that was paid. But I insisted and said to him that the full amount was paid on the receipt. There is no deduction of 5 euros
exactly.
on the receipt. There's no confirmation that it...
Exactly.
And that, so I just said, I'd say, is that normal practice or is this something that you've come across or is this a hoodwink type situation?
We've come across it a couple of times, Mark, and basically what we always say is that how much did you pay for the product? How much did you pay for the item? That's the amount that's in question. If something else was given in addition, then that is a separate item to be discussed entirely separately. But first of all, you have to give the person back what they paid for the product. That they're the terms. They were the specific terms and conditions. At no point does somebody say, by the way, if you bring this back, there's going to be a deduction of a fiver.
Yeah.
Then you know where you are. So we always, and usually without... somebody having to go into the back and check whether it was used or not, they give you the full money back. I'm sorry to hear you had to fight so hard. And yes, from the point you make, that seems to be a very deeply entrenched individual who's kind of missing the point.
But you beat him. Well done, Mark.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even for the beating.
Oh, I know that,
but the fact that it was just a
of course,
and,
principle.
I just don't know what we can do about it or whether that can be done. But maybe
thank you for highlighting it, though. And Dermot will look into this further for you.
Yeah, most
well
certainly.
Done. Well done. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Strike one for the consumer. It's great when we hear stories like that. People go out and stick to their guns.
Yeah.
And we came across someone there who bought some fixtures and fittings from one of the well-known chain stores. And they said to the person at the time, can I get a refund if this stuff doesn't fit or if it's not suitable? Absolutely. Not a problem. Person went back to be told, oh, you're over the 30 days or you're over the 60 days, whatever it was. And I was like, what? You mean I'm stuck with this stuff? Oh, no, we'll give you credit note here now, but you must use the credit note within sort of a certain amount of time. So they went around loading up the trolleys, a little bit unhappy, buying stuff they didn't actually need, and got to the checkout. And the guy said, oh, yeah, OK, are you spending all of the voucher or do you want some cash back? And they went, moral dilemma here now. So they took most of us and they got, say, 20 or 30 quid back. Uh-huh. And then they were in the car and the wife was sort of saying, that poor young lady now is going to be hit by the manager for 20 or 30 euro.
Absolutely.
And should we really go back?
Yeah.
And you wonder, like, why do stores get themselves into these positions?
I don't know. Because it's true. 99, I've been saying this for the past 2 weeks, 99 times out of 100, if you bring in a voucher and you part use it, up to something only around a fiver, you will always get vouchers back or another credit note saying that's the balance that's left. If it's under a fiver, they will usually give you the cash because...
Yeah, come on, let's get real here, guys.
And they're being reasonable. But you're right, and that's it. The 20-odd euro, you could fall foul of it.
All right, we'll take a break. More of your calls in a moment. 57102 for 20 cent, by the way, if you want to come at us via text. This is Dublin's Q102.
Call Cooney. Weekdays from 6 p.m. on Dublin's Q102.
And you're very welcome back. Call Cooney for Monday with Dermot Jewell of the Consumer Association of Ireland is with us in studio, as always on a Monday. And Mary contacted us a little bit earlier, has an issue with her PC. Tell us what happened, Mary.
So I bought a laptop in December 2011, and I also bought a 3-year cover plan with it, which cost 171 euro. So the total cost of the computer and the cover plan was 847 euro. I've had a lot of issues with it. The first time it failed was in August 2012. There was an issue with the screen. Then it subsequently failed in September 2013, October 2013, and November. So basically the cover plan said that they will fix it, no questions asked, on each occasion, which they have done. But it also said in the cover plan that if your computer goes wrong again after the third repair, you can request a replacement, which I did. They told me they would give me a voucher to the value of the computer plus the unexpired portion of the cover plan. Now, when I went in to collect my voucher, they said that the company that they send them off to be repaired to wouldn't issue a replacement, but they had repaired the computer. So I didn't accept that, and I said that I was going to check with the Consumer Association where I stood with this, and then they asked me to write a letter to their customer service, which I subsequently did on the 22nd of November. And basically, I've heard nothing back. I called back into the store, and they said basically that this was very unusual, but there was nothing that they could do, that they were at the behest of their repair team, and that they had said that they would repair it. So what they did say was that they had repaired it, and if it failed again, they would replace it. So I just want to check where I stand, whether I should accept the repair again. To be honest, you know, it seems to have been a very poor quality.
And it keeps on breaking,
so that's it, yeah. I just want to check where I stand with it.
Okay.
Maybe you could give me some advice on where to go from here.
Okay. Sure. What's the next port of call then for Mary? Doesn't want, at this stage, fed up with the repairs.
Well, she's right. And I mean, it's within a 3-year period. This runs right up to December 2014.
Yeah.
So, Mary, you're entirely right not to accept another repair. Why should you? It states clearly in the terms and conditions that after the third repair, there will be an entitlement to a replacement. And I would insist upon that, and take no more guff about, look, this is not us, this is the repair people telling us. All you have to say to them, look, if I don't have this replacement, and if I don't have it within the next 3 working days, we will probably be seeing each other in the small claims court.
Very good. Okay.
Take no prisoners.
Way to go.
Insist upon it, and tell them you'll be speaking to us, Mary, and that we're looking forward to hearing back from you.
Yeah, we'll have you back on air Monday 20th, probably the next Monday. Actually, we'll have you back then. All right. Thanks for that, Mary. That's it. I think we're out of here. We've exhausted all our time today. Do you know what we might look at in the not too distant future? I know it's more homework for you, and you've loads on your plate. But this idea that Mary just triggered the warranty, that no matter where you go now to buy an electrical good, whether it's an MP3 player, an alarm clock, a phone, a TV, they automatically try and push that on you, and it can be quite expensive. Is it worthwhile buying? Will we look into that in a couple of weeks time?
Let's do that.
All right, Dermot, thank you very much for joining us. As always, a pleasure. This has been Call Cooney for Monday.